Well, every month Interface Boulder brings together people in the community to discuss a variety of issues around consciousness and compassion. And tomorrow, the subject under discussion will be sexuality and spirituality. And the presenter will be Alakananda Ma, who trained as a medical doctor in London, and then she later trained in Ayurvedic medicine. In fact, she's the current president of the National Ayurvedic Medical Association. She says that we can trace much of the current dislocation that we see now between spirituality and sexuality to when we broke with the idea of the mother.
So we broke with the mother in at the end of the Age of Taurus. And there's a story in the Talmud in which it's taught that Abraham was actually the son of an idol maker. So the idols that would have been used at that time would have been the clay or terracotta figurines of the mother with the big belly and the big breasts. And when Abraham received this revelation of the oneness of God, he tore into his father's workshop and he took a big stick and he smashed all of these figurines. And from that moment, especially in the Western world, which took up the teachings of Abraham in the Middle East too, we started to go in the direction of rejecting the mother. So because we rejected the mother, everything that had to do with the mother was discarded or thought of as something polluted, like we're very uncomfortable about money. Because money actually comes from the mother. We don't have a good relationship with the earth because the earth is the mother. We don't relate well to our own bodies because our bodies are the mother.
Well, when you say the mother, are you talking about the mother in the feminine in a spiritual sense or moving away from matriarchal influence in society?
Both. It's completely interconnected because in the time of the matriarchal influence, the great mother was how we saw the divine. And we also saw the divine as immanent. So we saw the divine in the earth and rivers and animals. But fundamentally, we saw the divine as the feminine. And then when we make this shift from matriarchy to patriarchy, we're also making a shift from the mother to a god who we start to call he. Not for the first time, because there's all kinds of different myths of different male and female gods, but in some fundamental way, we let go of the mother. So when we're letting go of the mother, all the things that belong to the mother and belong to the feminine are things that we've developed a very unhealthy relationship with. And the further we go down the same path, the worse that relationship has gotten. So like in the Victorian era, they were putting skirts on piano legs. So the prudishness got to be an extreme, and then from the prudishness, it inevitably led to a sexual revolution, which had to happen, but it caused a lot of people harm, too, because we didn't really know how to have a sexual revolution. But in all of that time, we would not have had the words sexuality and spirituality together in one sentence.
Well, we do have it in one sentence now. At least on Friday, you're going to be talking about this. I mean, what do you see as a connection between spirituality and sexuality?
That, I think, is what we discover. And to me, it goes back to the essence of what it is to be human, because as humans, our sexuality is not merely or purely reproductive. I remember when we were studying physiology in medical school, the slogan for rabbits was no ovulation without copulation. So the sexual behavior of rabbits is extremely efficient, directed to reproduction. But the sexual behavior of humans is not only directed to reproduction.
That's Anaknanda Ma, who will be speaking on sexuality and spirituality tomorrow at 11:30 a.m. as part of the monthly Interface series. And that's happening at the Boulder Jewish Community Centre. You can find out more at interfaceboulder.org. It's 8:23.